Deuteronomy 29:9. Let's go to that one. Deuteronomy 29:9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in part of what you do. Oh, how much? In other words, whatever God calls you to do, if you're walking obedience, is where you're going to prosper you, right? What God calls me to do may be totally 180 out from what he called Eldon and Nancy to do. Or any of us, right? He called you to do something totally different than he did me, doesn't he? But if we obey him, what's he going to do? He's going to bless us. Yeah, he's going to bless us. He's going to meet our needs. I can think of people that are working somewhere and they got a job and they're doing a good job and they're working hard and they make $100 a week. $100 a week. And man, they're just tickled pink. $100 a week. And if they were to ask me, they say, how much money does it cost to run your little ministry out there? I said, well, to pay all my radio bills, my TV bills, and to buy the CDs and DVDs and everything, on an average week, it cost me about $10,000 a week to pay the bills. $10,000 a week? They make $100 a week. I mean, it's just like I heard Joyce Meyer say one day, I was at one of her meetings, and she said, if you had told me a few years ago that I'd be a national TV speaker and that my television bills were going to be $3.5 million a month, she said, I couldn't have believed that. Well, I still ain't there. You know, I mean, I ain't nowhere close to where she's at. But, you know, $3.5 million a month. Now, this has been 10 years ago, too, when I heard her say that. So I don't have any idea what her bills are now. But I'm telling you what, I know the one that can pay her bills. The one she serves. And his name's Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, you know, if you don't like Joyce Myers, don't give her a hard time because she's one of God's anointed. I will have to say, be careful what you say. 1 Kings 2:3, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may be broke in all that you do. That's the way some people read that. But that's not what he said, was it? That you may prosper in how much? In all that you do. You see why you need to really have the Word of God out here to see what it says? Because you can't ever tell when a preacher might read it wrong. You know that? You need to be able to see it yourself, right? And then you know, hey, that's not what that said. You need to straighten him up. That you may prosper in all that you do and whithersoever you turneth yourself. In other words, you're going to prosper if you keep the law of God and you're an obedient child. God is going to watch over you and protect you. Do you see so far where that you're going to be prosperous and successful if you obey God? So if you're broke and you're not able to pay your bills, you know, if you can't meet your need and you don't have no groceries at home, where is the problem probably? In other words, if you can't meet your bills, in all we've read today, what does it require?
Obedience.
Obedience. Every time we read a scripture, when we do what God told us to do, did he promise to prosper us? Does that mean he'll meet your bills?
Yes,
he'll meet your bills. He'll pay your grocery bill. He'll pay for your car payment. He'll pay your house payment. But you have to obey him. Now let's go to Proverbs 28, verse 13, and then verse 27. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsake them shall have mercy. So should you ever cover or hide one of your sins from God? Because if you do, what's going to happen to you? You ain't going to prosper. I mean, you can come up here and tell me anything you want to tell me. And I've had lots of people. You know, that's just like the woman had breast cancer at that time. When she came up and she said, I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I have breast cancer in the right breast. I said, ma'am, you got an unforgiveness toward a female. Nope. She said, my husband and I have been listening to your teachings for a long time. And she said, I have researched my life and I have absolutely unforgiveness toward no one. Guarantee it. I said, well, evidence is against you. You got breast cancer. I said, Lord, what could be her problem? And all of a sudden, the Spirit laid on my heart. Ask her if her husband's ever committed adultery on her. I said, ma'am, the Lord just laid on my heart to ask you, has your husband ever committed adultery on you? She said, yes, he did 15 years ago, but I forgive him. I said, you're sure? She said, oh, yes, I forgive him. Then the Spirit said, ask her if she's forgiven the woman. I thought, oh, now, Lord, I know where you're going here. I said, how about the woman? And as soon as I said, how about the woman? She just drew up in a knot. I said, there's your problem, girl. You have not forgiven that woman your husband committed adultery with. I said, now then, is that woman worth you dying over? No. I said, maybe you just lose your breast, but is she worth that? No. I said, well, then I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd forgive her. Wouldn't you? I would forgive her very quick. And the woman did. She asked the Lord to forgive her. And she said, Lord, I forgive her. I promise to love her. I will hold nothing against her. So I reached over and touched her and prayed for her in the name of Jesus. And a few weeks later, she come by and said, my breast cancer's gone. I thought, well, imagine that. Imagine that. God still answers prayer. Isn't that, imagine that, huh? Oh, my goodness gracious. Does God want us to be sick? No, he does not. I mean, if he'd wanted us to be sick, he wouldn't have told us over and over and over and over and over and over in there to obey him. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. And you know, sometimes we just forget our sins. You know that? When Sharon came to me, she'd been sick for 30 years. And she'd been prayed for hundreds of times with no results. First time I'd ever met her, I said, young lady, you got a sin somewhere you committed 30 years ago. You know what it is? And boy, all of a sudden the Spirit convicted her. And she said, yes, I know what it is. I said, well, you got to confess it. So she did. She confessed it. And then I said, what scripture did you use to base your faith on? She said, well, we never used a scripture. I said, well, the Lord tells us to use a scripture. So we picked a scripture. I said, then and nobody's ever prayed for you in faith. I said, so I'm going to pray for you in faith, and I'm going to guarantee the King's going to forgive you and heal you. And I prayed the prayer of faith. The Lord forgave her. And here she sits today, a totally, complete, perfect woman without a single. And then she had brain tumors that day. She couldn't even drive her own car. That's been 8 or 10 years ago, whatever it was. And you're totally well today, right, Sharon? Imagine that. That God honors his word. Are we glad? Boy, I'm glad he honors his word. If he wasn't, this old boy right here had been dead a long time ago. I'm sure glad he's a good, merciful God. Now then, verse 27. Let's go to verse 27 there in Proverbs 28. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Uh-oh. If you're having trouble getting by, don't forget to give to the poor. Because some of those people don't know the Word of God. You know that? You know, there's a lot of people in church that don't know the Word of God. There's a lot of broke people in the church. And the reason they're broke is because they're not doing what God told them to do. And some of those people in the church that are broke, if I were to ask them, like I did out there at Hobbs, I said, a man come up to me and he said, you know, I was listening to your teaching a long time ago, and I heard you say that if you didn't have at least 10 verses hidden in your heart, you had no faith whatsoever. So he said, I thought, Lord, I don't have one hidden in my heart. So he said, I started studying. And he said, man, I got 10. And he said, so man, he said, now, Lord, I got 10 scriptures. I've got these. He said, somebody sent me one of your teachings, and you said on this one, if you ain't got at least 100 in your heart, you ain't got no faith. He said, oh, Lord, I got it. But he said, Thurman, I have really been studying since that time. He said, I ain't there yet, but I got a bunch of them in there now. Do you think the Lord's happy with him?
Yes.
Sure he is. He's trying. He's working on it. But see, why didn't the Lord give him 100 the first time? Because it was more than he could have comprehended. If I'd have said, you know, if he'd have heard me the very first time, said, if you ain't got at least 100 verses in your heart, he said, forget it. That's beyond me. But he spoke 10, and he got the 10. And once he got the 10, he said, hey, I can get some more. And so he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. What is curses? Poverty, sickness and disease. All kinds of devastating things. I don't like any of the curses. If you haven't read in the Word of God the list of curses that God lays out, just go to Deuteronomy 28 and read verse 15 through 65. And you will read numerous curses that God lists. And I don't want none of them. Thank you, Lord. I don't believe I'll take none of those. But I don't like God's curses. Do you? I like His blessings. I don't like His curses. Okay. Now let's go to Psalms 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Do you ever pray for Jerusalem? Okay, then that's one of the things that's required for you to be blessed, for you to prosper. You know, if you will pray. Now, I mean, there's all kinds of things God told us to do for us to prosper, isn't there? And so this is one of them. Now, we have one more, and that's in 3 John 1, 2. Look at this one. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest Be broke.
No.
You don't think that's what he said there? No, I see Bill shaking his head and no, sir, but he ain't on the right track. Beloved, I wish above all things that you must prosper and be sick.
No.
That ain't what he said either, was it?
No.
Isn't that amazing? Beloved, I wish above all things that you must prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, does God want us to be blessed? Does he want us to be well? Yes, he does. If we obey him and do what he says, is he going to make all these things come to pass? Yes, he is. He sure is. Every one of them. Because let me tell you, folks, if it's written in that book, you can take it to the bank. It means what it says. If God tells you, be ye holy for I am holy, what do you think he meant?
Be
holy for I am holy. You know, he said, you don't want to be one of the wicked, do you? Because you might get all kinds of bones broken. You want to be one of the righteous. Therefore, your bones are strong and you won't never have one broken. I am so grateful for this wonderful book, this wonderful God. Father, I praise you and thank you for this awesome book called the Word of God. I thank you for giving us revelation, wisdom, and understanding from this book. Now, Father, as we go out this week, you've spoken a challenge from your Word to all of us, that we walk in obedience to your Word, that we stay in your book, we obey your commandments, and that you will bless us and we will be prosperous and successful. And Lord, for some of us, that will mean we're rich. And we may only have $500 and we think we're rich. But Lord, everybody in the church that obeys you, they will be prosperous and successful. It may just mean having their needs met day by day. House payment paid and food on the table and a car payment made. But Lord, that's a blessing. That's prosperous. But when you're poor and you have no food and you're out on the street, you're sleeping under a bridge, that's not prosperous and successful. So Lord, show us how to examine our lives and get in the Word and obey you and do what you say so we can be blessed. When we disobey, we're going to pay the consequences. You said so, and I believe it because you said it. Now reveal to us the truth of your Word so we can obey them and walk in a blessed life. And walk in health, like you said that you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Obey and Prosper, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.